Well, hello.
Hello, everybody.
God, do I sound echoey? I feel like I sound a little echoey.
No?
No? Okay. I'm just going to ride with it then.
Yeah, it sounds good.
All
right. Well, good morning.
Good afternoon.
Oh, shoot. We're 26 minutes past. Good afternoon.
Not by much, though. Not by much.
Well, welcome to the Ultimate Buffet Podcast. Ooh, that's good. So, I saw you pour that.
Yeah.
Milo? Mm-hmm. I don't know if I've had that before.
Walmart.
It's the black tea?
It's a sweet tea.
Oh.
So, they have a regular one. I've never gotten the regular one. I always get the sweet tea.
Yeah.
It's a sweet tea.
Really?
It's a true traditional sweet tea.
Wow.
It's fantastic.
Okay. Comes by the jug.
Yeah. Gallon size.
I like it.
That's pretty much my go-to drink during the summer. Sweet tea or sweet tea and lemonade.
Really?
Yeah. I had a fantastic drink yesterday.
What'd you have?
It's been, as you know, been a long couple weeks.
Yeah, it has been.
Yeah. So I was driving from up the hill. Back down the hill.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that sounds better.
Yeah, what was that about?
I have no idea.
It's weird.
Yeah. So I was driving back down the hill, and I'm like, ooh, Dutch Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to stop and get something.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I deserve it.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't know what I wanted. I didn't want coffee. I wanted something refreshing. So I literally just asked the girl, I'm like, what do you recommend? She goes, well, what do you want? Like, something refreshing. She goes, ooh, I got something for you. Green tea lemonade with, what did she call it? Palm tree. Was it palm tree? Like palm tree flavoring.
What the hell is that?
Yeah. So that's what I asked. I go, what is that? Pomegranate, lime, and passion fruit.
Whoa.
I go, can I do that? But instead of green tea, can I do black tea?
Yeah.
I like black tea. Yeah. I like green tea. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But I think black tea is better.
Yeah.
She goes, absolutely. Oh, my God.
Really?
It's sweet. Don't get me wrong. It has the sweet. The lime
in
it made it. The lime was what literally sent it over the top.
So I will say, because I've the amount of black tea that I've consumed in my life has been astronomical. And I will say the black tea from Dutch Brothers is probably my favorite.
Really?
It's got kind of a earthy taste to it. I like Starbucks black tea, but I got burnt on it, just burnt out. And then,
well, when you have it every day,
oh my gosh, multiple jugs of it. And so I tried the black tea. This is probably just within the last 5 years, and completely fell in love with it.
Okay.
It is so good. And I don't get any sweetener or anything, just straight black tea.
And you've always liked your tea just black anyways.
Yep.
And like for me, I'll actually like my coffee black, but I like my tea sweetened. And that's what made, because the tea wasn't sweetened. So the adding this flavoring changed it. I will 100% get that again.
Do you know if Dutch Brothers has either a lemonade or a lemon flavoring?
They have lemonade. So this one, it was black tea lemonade with the palm tree
flavoring. Oh, I see. Yeah. Okay, I missed that part. So that I would do the black tea and lemonade.
Yeah.
I think that would be a good combo.
I used to get that from Starbucks too all the time
as well. Starbucks has a good one.
Yeah.
There's something about the black tea at Dutch Brothers. It's just got like an earthy vibe. It's good.
I just don't like how expensive everything is there.
Oh my God.
The tea wasn't, well, it still was expensive. I shouldn't say it wasn't horrible.
Yeah.
It wasn't a $9 coffee, but it was still $6.
You know, speaking of expensive, I was sent to Target yesterday.
Okay.
I don't go to Target. It's just not my thing. The wife handles all that. And we needed...
Which surprises me, actually.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't have anything against them. I don't know. Not a fan.
I'd rather go to Target than Walmart. Depending on what I'm getting, actually.
Yeah.
I do like the Walmart Neighborhood Market.
Yeah.
That one's not bad. But it's a grocery store. That's
weird. I like to people watch at, Walmart. I mean, everywhere. But yeah. Walmart is...
Walmart has the best.
It does.
There was a video that I watched earlier, and it was like a dad sitting there, mom standing there, and there's a son.
Mm-hmm.
And son tells dirty jokes
mm-hmm.
just to embarrass mom.
Yeah.
And literally was like, hey, mom, what's the difference between Hoey Girls and Walmart? And she goes, what? And he goes, you know, you really don't like them until it's 4 a.m. and you're inside one and you're glad that they're open.
Oh, my gosh. That's good.
I was wow.
Is this the same family that... they'll do the dirty jokes like at the dining room table.
They did this one in the kitchen. It was the first time I saw one. So okay. There's probably so many spinoffs now.
Yeah.
But I heard that one and I was like, wow. Okay.
Oh man, that's good. That's good. Yeah. People watching at Walmart's always fun. But yeah, anyway, so, Target went in and I know everything's more expensive. Just all the way around is a blanket statement. It is what it is. I guess I personally haven't purchased deodorant in...
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I'm going to go out on a limb, not be overdramatic and say it's probably been 3 years since I have bought deodorant.
Yeah.
My wife will do the Target pickup orders and whatnot. So mind you, it was a 2-pack, but it was $10.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
and you know, the sad thing is Target's pricing on that is actually better than most places. I want to say Target and Walmart actually have the same pricing on that, depending on, because mine's in the same boat.
I was shocked.
What brand?
Old Spice Original.
Okay. So I switched over to Degree and I want to say for a 2-pack, it's like $8.99. But
there's just something about the Old Spice Original that I've liked for years.
Pure Sport used to be my go-to.
Yeah.
I used to do Old Spice, Pure Sport, and then for some reason, I don't know if they changed something in their formula or what, I put it on, and after like a week, I was like getting ready for a shower, and I put my arms up, and Kate goes, stop, come here real quick, lift up your arm. And literally my entire armpit was red.
Did you buy the antiperspirant?
No. Same stuff, same exact brand.
Yeah.
The same one that I've always bought. And it was like literally completely red.
It's interesting that you bring it up that maybe something changed, because the Old Spice Original doesn't smell like it used to.
Yeah. So that's why I switched over to the Degree, because it wouldn't leave. It wasn't making my armpits red.
Were they irritated? Like, did it feel irritated?
No, not really. Huh. They were just bright red, though.
Yeah.
Like, you could tell where I had deodorant on. That's how bright red they were.
Speaking of the color red, I saw something on YouTube last night. In-N-Out just changed their recipes on... Well, not recipe. I guess I don't know the correct phrase to say, but... there's some ingredients that they've taken out. Red dye 40.
In what, though?
I don't know.
It has to be...
One of the things was a lemonade.
There's yeah. Red dye 40 in lemonade?
That's what this video said. And then, look it up. And then, there was another... Let me see if I can quickly find it here. In-N-Out red dye 40.
I just want to know what they had it in.
Oh, here we go. I found it.
It no Can longer I? Will use synthetic food dyes, including yellow 5 and red 40.
Can I play this video that I found?
It won't play because you're not connected on.
No, like, can I put it to the mic?
Oh, yeah, that would work.
In-N-Out got rid of Red 40 and high fructose corn syrup, so let's see how it looks and tastes. Here's me confirming that my location has made the complete change.
Has this location already made the change to...
Yeah, according to my manager, everything should be changed.
Okay, so no Red 40 dyes, yeah, and no high fructose corn syrup. No. Okay, thank you so much.
No problem. Let's start off with the pink lemonade, and color-wise, I want to say it looks more or less the same. Let's see how it tastes. It doesn't taste that different. Here's the strawberry milkshake, and it does look less red.
It does.
I was gonna say, I can see
again, the strawberry milkshake. I don't taste that much of a difference. These are fries well done. Let's try it with their new ketchup.
Oh, I can see it being in the ketchup too. That makes
this
sense.
This one does taste less sweet. Make sure I'm not tripping.
Those are some well done fries.
Next, let's move on to the 4x4. Let's see if the spread tastes any different.
Oh,
so it's in a lot of stuff.
Yeah,
that does taste less sweet. But have you guys noticed a difference? Let me know in the comments.
Which, I mean, it makes sense why it would be less sweet, because high fructose corn syrup, that's the Red Dye 40 probably wasn't, when he was talking about if they're removing high fructose corn syrup and the dyes, the milkshake was the first thing that came to mind.
Yeah.
The spread was probably high fructose corn syrup, so they're probably using sugar now, which makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And the ketchup is probably the same.
So is high, whatever it is, the
high fructose corn syrup.
Yeah, is that bad? I mean,
yeah,
it's bad for you.
Well, it's everything's bad.
Everything's for you. Bad for you,
but in moderation, right?
Yeah,
and all that. So, have you ever had a Jones soda?
The glass bottle with the twist top.
Yeah. So Jones soda has always used natural sugar.
Oh,
this is a better comparison for you. You've had regular Coca-Cola, American Coca-Cola.
Mm-hmm.
You've had the glass bottle Mexican Coca-Cola.
Correct.
American Coca-Cola has high fructose corn syrup.
Uh-huh.
The Mexican one has sugar.
Oh, okay.
So that probably is the best comparison.
Yeah.
In all honesty. So, I mean, I'm kind of surprised In-N-Out actually used high fructose corn syrup.
Yeah.
The Red 40 doesn't surprise me in the milkshake. That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah.
Because it's all about the color. It's because people eat with their eyes too. Right?
Yeah.
So,
well, that's so funny you bring that up. Someone at work the other night, I made a sandwich, just two pieces of white bread, and I cut it diagonal.
Makes
it taste
better.
From corner to
corner. Makes it taste better.
And someone was like, why do you, I always see you cut your sandwiches that way. Why don't you just cut it in half, whether it be long way or the other direction? And I go, because it makes it taste better.
Yeah.
They're like, there's nothing different. And I go, you eat with your eyes.
Yep. So for In-N-Out, oh, you want a strawberry milkshake? Well, we're going to make sure that it is pink. We're going to put Red Dye 40 in it. Makes complete sense to me.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if the spread had a little bit of it in it, because it was a color. It was a brighter color.
Yeah.
But I bet you that was more high fructose corn syrup.
Hmm.
Good for them, though. I mean,
I guess
Red Dye doesn't really bug me. The high fructose corn syrup, I think that's better, because I think the natural sugar will taste better.
Yeah. So this is, I guess, a dumb question. Is Red Dye 40 toxic
to your body? Oh, there are so many studies saying, yes, it is. FDA is going to ban the red dyes.
Because I've heard that before, but
it's a huge political thing, and it's not even just political within the United States. It's worldwide.
Yeah.
So a lot of countries have already banned it. I know England is one that doesn't use any Red Dye 40s. In there, I forget what brand it was, but to make the red coloring, I think it was M&M's. To make the red color M&M's, there's actually a bug that they have that they grind to a powder that makes the red dye.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I actually just saw something... couple days ago. I don't eat any farm raised fish just because of how they're kept and whatnot, but farm raised salmon, they use red dye.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Did not know that.
Yeah.
I mean,
and I read it online, so obviously it was true, because everything online is true.
Yeah.
But you know, there's got to be some type of truth to that.
Cochineal is it's a cactus-dwelling insect that produces vibrant red pigments So it's just this little teeny tiny, it looks like a roly-poly kind of.
Yeah.
But it's red.
Huh.
So they basically grind them up and use it to make red dye.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. I mean.
Well.
I don't know.
Red dye 40.
Yeah. I like I said, In-N-Out, not surprised the red dye. I don't really care. Supposedly, it's actually, I should probably care more. It's related to, a lot of studies also show that red dye 40 is related to migraines and headaches and that kind of stuff. So that could be.
Really?
Uh-huh. But the high fructose corn syrup, I've always tried to avoid the high fructose corn syrup, but that in some things you can't, but
yeah.
Like if I go to a place and I want a Coca-Cola and they have the glass bottle Mexican Coca-Colas, I'll get that one.
Yeah.
Because they taste so much better.
No, they do. And I don't I don't drink soda at all. But gosh, maybe a year, I don't know, it's probably been over a year now. We went to new to us Mexican restaurant here in town, and I said, you know what? I'm going to get, do you have Coca-Cola in the glass bottle?
Yeah.
They did. It is so good.
Yeah.
So good.
It's because, and I felt the same way about Jones Soda back in the day. You drink a Jones Soda root beer, it tastes better because they used just real sugar.
Yeah.
I mean, probably not. It's not healthy for you in any direction.
Speaking of sodas from back in the day or drinks in general, you know what I actually actively looked the other day?
Orbits.
What is an orbit?
the drink that had the little floaty things in it. I'm going to pull it up.
I have no idea what you're talking about. Was the coconut Sobe.
Oh, okay.
And they didn't even have Sobe in general. But the Coke, God, do you remember that coconut Sobe in the glass bottle?
Yeah.
Oh,
or bees. Orbeez.
So the candy?
No. So it is.
Since I can't see your screen, what is? Know. How do you just
Orbitz? Yeah. I remember drinking these.
Oh my God! Blast from the past. Yeah.
So,
how funny. What are the flavors?
Oh, I want to say it was like basic, like strawberry. They were non-carbonated beverages. Let's see here.
Yeah, raspberry, citrus. Well, I don't know if these are accurate, but blueberry, melon, strawberry, pineapple, banana, cherry, coconut, vanilla, orange, black currant berry.
That's definitely very British, that last one.
Yes. Oh my God, Chris. This is so funny. I haven't thought about these in forever.
Discontinued 1998.
So they were discontinued for a reason. I wonder.
Probably high fructose
corn syrup. I wonder what those. Oh my gosh, so I just found a picture from discontinued 90s drinks.
Yeah.
Do you remember Rain?
Yes.
The glass bottles?
Yep.
Red Fusion. I remember getting that out of, it was a canned drink. Red Fusion. I remember getting that out of the vending machine at Kmart.
Okay.
Yep. Pepsi Twist?
Yep, I remember that.
I remember that one.
I gotta look up Red Fusion real quick. Hold on, let's see here.
Red Fusion.
It was a Dr. Pepper product?
It says Dr. Pepper.
Huh. Didn't know that. Okay.
What's this big orange jug? Tropicana?
Oh yeah.
Vault,
yes. Supposedly, do you remember Surge?
Yeah. Gosh, I think we were talking about that at a family dinner with my in-laws.
I would love to have a Surge right now.
They sell it in the Midwest.
Yeah, so what I heard is they're bringing it back. That Coca-Cola is going to bring Surge back.
So I don't recall what these are, and there's no name on it, but those little tiny, like, grenade-looking bottles.
With the foil
top. With the foil top.
Yeah, I don't remember what they are, but.
Is Sunny D still around?
Yes.
I think so. Sobe Fuel, look at that. Yep. Oh my god. Fruitopia?
Fruitopia, do you remember?
It looks familiar, but.
I know why it looks familiar. Middle school, the vending machines were the Fruitopia machines. Coca-Cola, it was a Coca-Cola product.
Gosh, Rain. I wish I could get my hands on that. That stuff was good.
I would literally drink a Surge right now. Surge was like the early introduction of energy drinks.
Yes. Yeah. Mm. Yeah, look, I found a picture of it right here.
Hold on. Surge drink Amazon? What?
No way.
Oh, you can get a Surge t-shirt, though. I should get that t-shirt.
You should.
Literally, the top five. This is why we select exclusive content. First five drinks, when you look up Surge drink in Amazon. First one is Red Bull. Second one is Mountain Dew Amp.
What is that?
It looks like an extra caffeinated Mountain Dew.
Probably. So heart attack in a can.
So the amount of sugar in a Mountain Dew is already ridiculous. Then there's a Surge t-shirt. Then there is Pussy's natural energy drink.
Okay.
And then Liquid Death. Have you ever had Liquid Death?
No.
Oh my gosh, super good.
It's water, isn't it?
Yeah. So they their version of Arnold Palmer, it's like a sparkling water, but has like the tea and lemonade flavor. It's pretty decent. It's pretty good.
Okay. I've seen it. It's a white can.
They have all different color cans. Most of them have a lot of gold on them.
That's what I'm thinking of, not white.
You were just thinking of your white monster.
Yeah. Oh, what's this one? Blue? Pepsi Blue?
I don't remember that. Cocaine Spice Blast Energy Drink.
That sounds not good.
No, doesn't sound good at all.
Do
you know what does sound good, though?
What?
Arizona. Come on, Arizona. Where's the sponsorship?
Arizona, we need you. Wow, what a blast from the past.
Yeah, sorry. Major tangent on that.
So I've had Mountain Dew one time.
Really?
In my entire life.
That's it?
Yeah, so when I worked at UPS, I went in early and was just completely dying. Just, I mean, like falling asleep type of thing. And someone said, yeah, why don't you drink a soda or something? I want to drink soda. And then, I don't know, maybe 30 minutes went by. I said, all right, I need to do something because this isn't going to work.
Yeah.
And the guy that I was working with handed me a can of Mountain Dew. And I said, I've never had Mountain Dew. He's like, what? I have three of them a day. I'm like, well, that's probably not a good thing.
Makes a lot of sense.
So wired.
Really?
Oh, my gosh.
I don't think they have that much caffeine in them, though.
Oh, they do. Oh, they do. I would venture to say it's a mixture of the caffeine and the amount of sugar.
The sugar, I know, is for sure. All right, let's see here. 46 grams of sugar in one can.
How many servings is the can?
One.
Okay.
170 calories, 46 grams of sugar. What's the caffeine level, though?
High.
I don't think it's that high. Let's see here.
Oh, it tastes horrible, too.
It's only 54 milligrams.
So it's the sugar and the caffeine.
Maybe,
yeah. Maybe they put Coke in it.
Like real cocaine.
Yeah, cocaine.
I mean, a 32 ounce has 143 milligrams.
Of caffeine?
Yeah. It's 32 ounces, though.
Ugh. Gross.
Oh, I would do it right now.
No. I can, like, taste it. Oh, it's disgusting.
Yeah, it's only 50, 54.
No.
Some say 54, you. Some say 55 on there. Nope. I'll say 55.
No, thank you.
Cup of coffee is like 72.
Yeah, the taste of Mountain Dew just, ugh.
If you're going to drink a soda, what are you going for?
Sprite.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Because the crispness?
Yeah, the roof.
Not even a 7-Up?
No, gosh, no. No. Really? Oh, wow. I would actually, if you put all the sodas in front of me, if Sprite, excuse me, wasn't an option, it would be a tie between root beer and Dr. Pepper.
Do you think you could do a blind tasting and name what sodas are out there? Or like drinks in general.
Drinks in general? I think I would do fairly well. With the sodas, because I haven't consumed a lot of soda in my life, I would say I would probably struggle with the ones that are same but different.
Okay.
So like 7-Up and Sprite.
Okay.
Coke and Pepsi. Diet Coke, Diet Pepsi, like, I wouldn't be able to tell you.
Okay.
I could maybe get the Coke and Pepsi one, right? But, I mean, some people say there's a huge difference, and I'll take your word for it.
Yeah.
I don't think I would pass on those, on the ones that are same but different.
See, I like 7-Up better than I like Sprite, but I don't know why. I think it's crisper.
So I would say the same. I couldn't tell you why, but if you offered me a 7-Up or a Sprite, I'd take a Sprite.
Yeah. We're going to have to do a blind tasting. I feel like
I'm in, I'm in, let's just do it like out of shot glasses. Cause my stomach would be tore.
Oh yeah. No. It's like a sip.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Throw okay. A Mountain Dew in there.
I would probably be able to get that one right. Cause I can taste it now talking about it.
I'm just randomly Mountain Dew.
Ugh.
Sean, what is this?
Have you ever seen the one where people do the taste testings and they'll put the sodas or another item in like a cardboard box with a straw up and the person testing on the other side?
That's exactly what I was thinking.
there's been a few that I've seen that, you know, there'll be like 7 different sodas. But then, like, right in the middle, they'll put, like, a thing of hot sauce.
Yeah.
Ugh. God.
Or they put, it's all sodas, and the last soda is the turkey dinner soda.
What is that?
They have a soda that tastes like turkey dinner.
That's disgusting.
They have a whole series of just, like, Thanksgiving dinner, like cranberry sauce, stuffing.
Ew.
Yes.
This is like the Jelly Belly thing.
Yes. Yep. Yeah.
Which I will agree with you. Dr. Pepper Jelly Bellies are the best.
Yeah. Dr. Pepper if I'm going for a soda, it's Dr. Pepper, hands down. And maybe that's why my ties to 7-Up are so strong.
Oh, is Dr. Pepper and 7-Up same company?
Yeah. Both Texas. Yeah. I don't know. Dr. Pepper to me, Dr. Pepper is the real deal. I want to go to the museum.
Where is it at?
Texas.
Really?
Yeah.
Tejas. I will say, you know, if I had to drink a soda, like I said, I'd probably go Sprite.
Waco, Texas.
Dr. Pepper and root beer are a tie for me. I'd say maybe root beer has a little bit of a advantage on getting picked just because it's nostalgic. So as a kid, I grew up in Loomis, and I would ride my bike from my house to the Loomis drugstore, and right there on Taylor. It's not there anymore, and I don't know what's in its place. It actually, is it Ace Hardware now? No, I think it was a little further down. I would go and sit up at the counter. They had like a, I don't know, ice cream counter
yeah.
top thing, and I'd get a root beer float during the summer.
Yeah.
And then, you know, ride my bike back home. So I would say root beer for the nostalgic piece of it.
Yeah. Do you want to go to Waco?
Isn't that like a really bad area of Texas?
No, Waco gets bad. Waco gets shit because of...
there was like a series, a TV series.
Well, yeah, that, and then... oh my God, why am I brain farting on the... Brandon's going to yell at me. Waco, Texas. There was, I forget the guy's name, where the ATF had to raid the house. ATF raid. Why?
Was this, are you talking about a movie?
No, this is like real life. Like actually happened. There was a controversial investigation on, I'm trying to find the guy's name. But there was a Waco siege. There was a house that the guy was like his own church or whatever and had supposedly a lot of guns and that kind of stuff. And they had to go in there. Well, then they basically lit the place on the ATF and people inside lit the place on fire and everyone died. And yeah, it was huge. So Waco gets bad rap for that. But Waco, Texas, Chip and Joanne. I can't believe I'm even admitting that. But
yeah.
Dude, that's where they're from. I mean.
Do they still have that show?
Uh-huh. They have.
And they're not together. Didn't they get a divorce?
I don't think so. I don't know.
Oh, I think they did. I don't keep up. And I guess I am just in the same boat as you, knowing about Chip and Joanne.
Yeah. I don't know if they're. I mean, I know that. Are Joanne and Chip Gaines still together?
Yes, they are still
married.
All right, so
they just celebrated the 21st wedding anniversary of June of last year. So 22nd this year. Congratulations, you two.
Well, false news coming from this side of the microphone.
I mean, but yeah, their Magnolia stuff is at Target.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did know that.
But they have like a... They do so much now. They
do the remodels of homes, right?
Yep. Okay. And a lot of the houses that they do are in Waco.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Fun fact for the day.
I've actually looked up houses in Waco. They look very nice.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Not bad at all.
Okay.
So, and knowing that the Dr. Pepper Museum is there,
yeah,
makes it even more of a place.
Oh my goodness, Christopher! You only need to go there once.
No. I could. There's a nice lake there. There's a couple lakes.
You know what you do need more than once in Texas?
Whataburger?
Yep.
Yeah. That's...
God, so good.
Let's see here. I'm over Waco right now, and I'm going to look up Whataburger. See locations.
Everywhere.
Well, just in Waco, Texas alone, there is, 4, 5, 6, 7 locations in Waco.
Is such a good burger. I still stand by my thought. It is a In-N-Out Burger King hybrid.
Yeah. The patty, the bun. That's why that bun.
The bun from Burger King.
Correct.
Right. That's okay. Yeah. So good.
Let's see where where was the Dr. Pepper Museum? I got to look that back up now. I want to see how close a Whataburger is to it.
Oh, across the street.
Oh, like there's an In-N-Out there? The fuck?
Yeah, In-N-Out made it to Texas a few years ago.
There's legitimately an In-N-Out on the next street over.
That seems quite rude.
No, like on the opposite street of the Dr. Pepper Museum. Now I gotta look up what a burger see locations. I want to see how close that is. It's you could walk. So Whataburger is two streets over from the Dr. Pepper Museum. And In-N-Out is three streets over.
Wow. Look at that, your little trifecta, Chris. Yeah.
And Whataburger is right across the street from Chick-fil-A.
You know,
Waco's looking better and better every day.
I really enjoy Chick-fil-A.
I agree with you. I had Chick-fil-A on Tuesday.
I just saw something. They have a barbecue bacon
It's delicious.
Really?
It's very good. I had it with a grilled chicken. Yeah. I didn't know what I wanted, and I went in there, and I saw that. I'm like, I'm going to give that a try.
Yeah.
It was very good. I liked it. And I also did the social media trend or whatever. I asked for a Dr. Pepper float. So they put ice cream and then put the Dr. Pepper in and then blended it.
How was that?
Epic? Yeah, but it was a lot. Like, ate the burger. The burger was pretty big.
Yeah.
And I haven't been eating as much. Yeah. I ate it all. And I'm like, I literally looked at B. Lee and I go, I'm stuffed.
Oh, my gosh. That sounds good.
Yeah. It was very good.
So is the barbecue bacon stuff, is that just going to be like a...
It's a seasonal. So if you want it, go and get it. If you want to try it. It was good with the grilled patty. I will say that.
Is the barbecue sauce any good?
Yeah, it's decent.
Okay.
I mean, I wouldn't say it's something special, but...
The better question is the bacon crispy.
It was not.
I'm out.
It was... it wasn't crispy because it's caramelized. It's like a caramelized bacon.
Do you think it would have been crispy if you got the bacon on the side and then put it on instead of putting it all together and it's absorbing all the other juices?
I think they brush the bacon with the barbecue sauce.
Mm.
It was good. It was good. It wasn't like floppy flop. Like if you pulled it out, it would hold straight, but it wasn't super crispy either.
Okay.
So... I thought it was good. I'd get it again.
All right. Well, worth a try.
Yeah.
Worth a try. Well, since this episode has not started yet, we can hop into a little bit of summertime fun since you participated in some summertime fun already this morning.
Oh, yeah. Bike ride. Nice bike ride.
And then we talked about... It's literally going to be summer next week due to it being, according to the weatherman.
I hope the weatherman's wrong.
105 degrees next Saturday.
This is why we hit explicit content. It's fucking bullshit. Oh, did I say that out loud? Sorry.
No, you didn't. I can't believe it, man.
Literally, we're going to go from 84 today, tomorrow, 82, Monday, 82. Then 89, 90, 92, 101, 105.
Mm. No.
No.
No, thank you.
Let's see here. Let's see my second favorite place. I'm going to go to Tahoe. It'll be 76.
I like that. Mm. 76 is appropriate.
Yeah, with a low of 56.
That's even more appropriate.
Today's low is 39.
Really?
High is 65 today.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
That's going to be cold tonight.
Yeah.
I turned on the whole house fan this morning. It wasn't warm in the house, but it was just, it felt kind of stuffy.
Yeah, just to
clear it out. And I actually didn't let it go very long because the breeze that was coming through was cold.
Nice.
So I don't know how cold it got this morning, but... yeah, probably about 7:30 I turned it on and it was ripping through and it was cold air.
Mm, I love it.
I know. So summertime fun. What'd you do this morning?
Just bike ride. Went for a little ride. There's a route that I found because we had to go across a bigger street.
Mm-hmm.
And they actually have a pressure sensor in the bike lane. So if you ride your bike, you can actually go on the pressure sensor and it'll change the light. You don't have to hit a button. Nothing.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I think that's super cool.
Yeah.
Every light should have that.
Speaking of bike rides, I don't recall where and I believe you and I have talked about this. Did the town of Lincoln build a bike track?
Not yet. They're supposed to.
Nope, I got it. Do you recall the big playground that we've taken the kids to in Rockland?
Yes.
By the baseball fields?
Yes.
Off of Wildcat?
Yeah, the Whitney Ranch one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a bike track behind that.
Oh, is there?
Did they build it? I just found this out.
Yeah, so Lincoln is supposed to do it as well.
And where is it going to go?
I believe it is at their Foskett Ranch.
Okay.
Park.
Okay.
Because that's one of their bigger parks. I want to say Foskett Ranch Park is bigger than McBean. McBean's pretty big.
Yeah.
That's
a good call.
McBean has a lot more stuff, though.
It does.
McBean just put in the pickleball courts. They have the swimming pool.
Have you played there yet?
Yes. Oh, yeah. I've played there multiple times.
Is it nice?
Yeah.
Correct me if I'm wrong. I believe I saw a pickleball court by the Galleria Mall
in Roseville. Gibson.
Is that?
Yeah.
And it was packed.
There are some guys that can play there.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Now, with pickleball, I know we've talked about pickleball on multiple occasions that you and your family enjoy playing. Is it, no disrespect, similar to tennis?
No. I would say no. It's more similar to ping pong than anything else.
Really?
Yeah.
So what... I mean, you're just...
Yeah,
Back and forth?
It's back and forth, but there's, you know, rules. You can't go in the kitchen. Well, you can go in the kitchen if it bounces.
What's the kitchen?
It's like the front area right up before the net.
Okay.
So it makes it so you can't stand right at the net, and if you hit me, I can just hit it straight down.
Yeah.
Right? So there's rules around that. It's fun. You would enjoy it.
Okay.
Maybe when we... there's a place that we'll probably go for my birthday.
Okay.
I'm not going to say it because it's kind of a secret spot.
Ooh,
and secrets. I don't want anyone to know.
Secrets.
But they have a pickleball court there.
Really?
I'll have to bring my paddles up. And if
I'm in.
They're available, we'll have to play a little bit.
I'm in.
Yeah. It's a great little spot.
Okay.
Lake right there.
Yeah.
Jump in. It's very nice.
Okay.
Yeah.
I will guarantee
we'll go.
Okay. I've heard you've had so much fun with pickleball. I've just never played it.
It's a blast. It's fun.
Well, it's exercise. You're constantly moving.
You're constantly moving, but I relate it more to ping pong than tennis because tennis, like, yes, you're running. Tennis, you run more. You don't really run in ping pong, right?
Yeah.
So, you're not really running in pickleball. You can run back and forward because that, but it's more, there's a little bit different. You're not like doing full swings where tennis, you're doing full swing. Most of the time, you're just dinking it over back and forth.
Yeah.
Until they mess up and then you can strategically hit it a certain way or hit it up and over their heads. Like there's a couple little different things.
So not being able to get in the kitchen.
Yes.
would make you be more strategic.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. So if you look at when the pros play, they usually try to hit it to one side.
Hold on a second. Pickleball
is a
professional thing?
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. It's been a professional thing for years.
Really?
Oh, pickleball is not nothing. It's nothing new. It's been around
for years. It's just new to the area to an extent with
the courts. It just increased in popularity. The popularity.
But they haven't had these pickleball courts.
Oh, they've had pickleball courts.
Really?
Oh, yeah. They've had
here in Placer County?
Oh, yeah. Just not as many as we have now. The popularity of pickleball has increased dramatically.
Why?
No idea.
Was it COVID?
It's the same thing as disc golf. We've always had disc golf.
That's true.
But disc golf, you know, has had its fluctuations in, I mean, Roseville just built another disc golf course in West Roseville.
Yeah.
Like, back in, like, there used to be one. Rockland built the second one.
Yeah.
You had Orangevale.
Yeah.
Like, that was it. And Lincoln's going to build one. Roseville's already built one, or has one now. And I think they're actually building another one.
You know, come summertime here, I'm going to have more availability to do things.
Yeah.
I would love to go play a round of disc golf.
I got.
Can you play?
I can attempt to play.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would it be worth it to you?
Oh yeah. I'll go play.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I've got my 3-pack of Amazon.
Yeah.
And you've got 97 discs, so there's that.
Yeah.
And a freaking bag.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to go.
I haven't played in so long, but I'll play.
I've only played probably less than 10 times. And I, for some reason, I can't throw it super far. Maybe it's a technique thing. But I can usually get it pretty straight.
Which is good, right? Yeah. I'd rather go straight than not far because you can, that second shot, you usually can get it close.
Yeah.
And then it's all about that putt.
Have you heard of anybody that has played at the new one in West Roseville?
Yeah, a couple people.
Is it nice?
Yeah, I heard it's nice.
Because from the street, from Fitiment, looking to your right,
yeah.
that just area, park in general, looks really well done.
Yeah.
It looks like they did a good job with it.
Yeah, I heard it's difficult. Some places are long holes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
So we're not going to keep score. We're just going to go for fun.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
All right, so pickleball, disc golf. You know, speaking of me being able to have more time, shooting.
Yeah.
I want to go shooting.
Go do some sporting clays.
We could do that, one day. And then I want to go to, a handgun range.
Yeah.
Or portion of.
Yeah.
That's
easy.
Yeah. Just get out super early, maybe on a Saturday or Sunday morning.
Yeah. Be fun.
I think that would be a good time.
Yeah.
Sounds
good to me.
What other summer activities we got going on?
I'll probably go to the lake.
That's, I was just going to bring that up, Folsom. Do you still have that pass?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Go out to the lake is always fun. Even going up to Tahoe, going out to the lakes up there, because you don't have to go to Lake Tahoe.
Yeah.
Lake Tahoe is usually so busy. So there's other places.
Well, and you guys have been up there so much that I'm sure you know of the ones that are kind of off the beaten path, per se.
Correct.
Okay.
The place that we actually will go to probably for my birthday not only has pickleball courts, but they also have a disc golf course too.
So we got to bring our discs. I'm in.
So, yeah.
Wow.
It's a fun little place.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
What else? Is that it?
I'll be drinking a lot of sweet tea. I'll just tell you that.
The summer sweet tea drink.
I probably actually, now thinking about it, I'll probably go buy a gallon just to bring with me.
You know, back on the tea thing, I really want to try that drink that you had at Dutch Brothers.
Yeah.
And just get a small, because I don't do a lot of sugar, but it would be nice to try something different.
Pomegranate, lime, and passion fruit. The lime made the difference.
Is that drink like on the menu, or did they throw it together?
They threw it together.
Okay. We're going to have to...
Yeah.
You're going to have to write that one down for me. Well, summertime activities and sweet tea.
Yeah. Well, thank you for listening to the Ultimate Buffet Podcast. Remember to like, follow, and subscribe
on all our social media platforms.
And a very special thank you to our Patreon members.
Patreon.
Without you, we could not do this.
Do it.
We appreciate everything you do.
Outro.